I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Time for NFL lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Couple of roster tidbits for you before we hear from Eric DaCosta. Lucas Scott, Army.
Yep.
Was waived yesterday. Ravens re-signed him to the practice squad.
I like that.
Well, you think Patrick Ricard's 31.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like maybe the heir, don't want to assume anything, but maybe the heir apparent to him.
I think he was a starting right tackle for Army, and he weighed like 305, 310. He's down to 290. And you know what? He flashed some stuff that he was good at, you know, that reminds you of Ricard, but now he's got a whole nother year because, I mean, what did he just came during OTA, so he hadn't been playing fullback but a couple months, you know, from being a right tackle his whole life. So, yeah, I think he's got a really good chance. He's got a really good chance to be that guy a year from now. And Bob, you know what? You know how much money then that saves you, too? I mean, you're paying all these other guys high money. You got to find a way to find cheap labor. And I think he's got a good chance. And in a year of working and training, it'll be interesting to see.
One Ricard, a defensive guy who moved
D-tackle,
to fullback.
Yeah.
And he played D-tackle for the Ravens at times, if need be. Ravens did lose three guys on waivers today. Jalen Armour Davis, and we're going to hear Eric DaCosta talking about him, and C.J. Ravenel.
No, the D-tackle.
Both claimed by the Titans, and former Terp Bo Braid claimed by the Giants.
So those three, so the Giants, Bob, they were picking what, three?
Because it's based on record,
draft,
right?
Draft order from last year.
Right.
So, yeah, so... Tennessee did well. Tennessee did well, and the three Ravens that went, they went and the two Ravens went bam bam. So nobody else even got a chance to take them. And then Bo Braid, there was just, you know, Tennessee passed him by, and I guess Cleveland, and then the Giants took him.
Well, congratulations to all three for getting an NFL home, and Bo Braid, as a former Terp, staying in the league, man. Good for you. All right, here's Eric DaCosta, met with the media, talking about a lot of stuff, but we're limited in time, obviously. Not that we're always loyal to them. But here we go. Here's Eric DaCosta talking about Jalen Armour-Davis, that decision.
Well, that was a tough one, you know, because Jalen's had a great camp. I think in the end, it's just kind of a nuanced, tough decision, right? You have these younger players that you probably have more control of long-term, roster-wise, contract-wise, and you have Jalen in the last year of his deal. But there's really a lot to go into it. The reality of it is, looking at it, you know, I think, you know, Keon and you know, Lowry, those guys played well enough to be on the team. So, you know, it's just a tough thing. We agonized about it.
It was like we talked about earlier, Bob. Came down to the numbers, you know. Armour-Davis going to be a free agent in a year. And these guys, they owned him for 3 years. And we were just talking about Lucas Scott, cheap labor. You know, a year from now, maybe he's replacing Ricard and you're saving that money. Because you just paid, you know, Bob, they've got, what, the highest paid safety in the league. Matabike was the highest paid defensive tackle in the league. Roquan was the highest paid linebacker in the league. And Lamar was the highest paid quarterback in the league. Henry was second highest paid running. You know, I mean, it's...
Yeah, Stanley just got a nice little payday.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you got a lot of that kind of money going out, you know, you got to have some cheap labor somewhere.
Well, cheap labor, I guess, is Tyler Loop. For now, he replaces Justin Tucker, one of the greatest in the history of the NFL, kicking that football through the goalpost. And Eric DaCosta was asked about the rookie and how much trust he has in him.
It's a good question. I would say I listen to the coaches, right? I'm not a kicking guru by any stretch, right? I can scout a lot of other positions better than I can scout kickers. And so, you know, Chris Horton and Randy Brown and Coach Harbaugh, those guys felt that Tyler was ready. So that resonated with me and allowed us to bring in a player at a different position. I forget you the second part of your question.
Why'd you get rid of Tucker? No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But what are you going to say? I have no idea. We have confidence in him or not, but he did defer to the coaches and the experts to that.
And Bob, I mean, Eric, same way. That's the exact same way I was. We had Danny Smith, you know, in Washington. I had Alan Lowry in San Francisco. And I would tell them, hey, you know, we need a kicker. You go find him and you tell me what round that we would take him in, and that's where I'll put him on the board. You know, I mean, they're the kicking guru. You know, I mean, you don't spend the time and you don't have the knowledge to understand exactly what they're looking for. And that, you know, listen, like he said, listen to the experts.
Now, Jair Alexander, we know the track record of success on the field is there. Unfortunately, him being on the field on a consistent basis, not so much. He hasn't practiced since August the 9th. Today's the 27th. It's a lot of days in between. He's already had his knee drained once. So, Eric DaCosta, what is your confidence level that he'll be ready to rock and roll for Buffalo?
Excited, man. I mean, Jair, I think you guys saw him when he was out there, what he can bring to the table. We're being careful with him, for sure. But he's a talent. I think that group in general, just if you look across the board, you see those guys, what they can do. Excited. I mean, honestly, we were super excited about Kone and Longerbeam, too, before those guys got hurt. If you put them into the equation, we'd had some really, really hard decisions to make. I feel really good about where those guys are going to be next year coming back. But I think just across the board, if you look at the secondary, I mean, I think Chuck might have said it, a talented group. Saying that, we have very, very high expectations for that as well.
Yeah, if Kone and Longerbeam would have been healthy, Bob, I don't know if we... I think we'd have been sitting in fairly similar situation.
Cutting draft picks or keeping the undrafted free agents?
Well, the way that those guys played, they deserved it. You know, so it would have been interesting. And them being hurt, you know, don't want to get anybody hurt, but it worked out well for the Ravens in that respect.
Speaking of undrafted free agents, as we know, the Ravens do it better than anybody. And here's Eric DaCosta explaining why they're just so awesome at that one.
Well, I think we've got a great process that, you know, when you've been together 30 years, over 25 years or 20 years, you have a chance to really kind of build on something. And I go back to first and second year, guys like Priest Holmes made it. Lionel Dalton was another guy I can think of. I mean, we've had so many guys, you know, Mike Flynn. I mean, there's been so many guys back in the early days, and we really just refined the process. I think Mark Acevedo Andrew Raphael, Joey Cleary, those guys are scouts. You know, I want to shout out to the area scouts, all those guys. When the draft ends, those guys go to work.
Bart Scott comes to mind.
Yeah. Mm. And what Eric's saying is true. Usually the first guys you go try to get are guys that are still on your draft board because you felt like they were draftable players. They hadn't been drafted. You go get those types guys. And then after that, yeah, you rely on the scouts, you know. And the area scouts, they know better than anybody. And if they'll stand up on the fight for a guy, he's worth going to get.
It's Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan. NFL Lunch here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. Nolan McGraw is with us. We're going to hear from him. Isaiah Likely had the injury, foot, had surgery already. What, August 1st, I believe, was the date. So what's going on there with old Isaiah Likely?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You know, the fact that we didn't put him on IR, I think, speaks to when we expect him back. We think he'll be back at some point in the early part of the season. I think his attitude's great. I see him, spend time with him. Yeah, I think he'll be he's going to be a really, really big part of our team this year for sure.
There is no question about it. I think he's coming back probably right after Cleveland would be my guess when he start practicing. And yeah, he's a huge part of the team this season and for the future. You know, and he's another one whose contract is up and will be looking to get paid. But the best thing I love about Likely is, man, his yak. He is such a good dude catching yards after catch. And the other thing about Likely, you know when he shows up most? Playoffs.
Big games.
Yes.
That was his touchdown that almost tied it against the Bills. And inside linebacker Chandler Martin, re-signing to the Ravens practice squad.
Yeah, I figured that, Bob. I'm trying to go down. There'll probably be three old linemen that they'll sign. You know, they'll get Samak back, I would imagine, and Dellinger, two draft picks. They'll get those guys back. You know, and probably one more. So then they would have 12 guys to practice with, you know, which they probably need. They'll probably get a couple D linemen. And I imagine that they'll sign another three DBs or so, you know, in that 16 they can bring back. It's going to be interesting to see if they get Leary or they get a different quarterback.
And real quick, just tuning in, the good news, big news coming out of one winning drive. Kyle Hamilton, 4-year contract extension.
$88 million guaranteed. Whew, you know. You know what Lou Holtz would have told him? He said, hey, you know, he used to tell all the guys, he said, you know, you need to think about giving a little piece back to Notre Dame when you sign that big deal.
Dinner's on Kyle when we come back. American League East report. Got the Yankees and Nats in progress here on this Woman Crush Wednesday. But last night, boy, they just keep doing a number on old DC's finest. We'll talk about what happened throughout the division, updated standings, and look back at the Orioles' loss last night. Preview today's game with the Red Sox as well. And then Brian DiArdo, CBSSports.com. We were previewing the NFL season with him, getting into all the prediction stuff, because yes, everybody, it's that time of year.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.